The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 243, Abandoned Ship.
You're saying that your shuttle is drifting in space and unoccupied?
Georgia, please verify.
A shuttlecraft has been detected drifting. Transponder code correlates to the Mercury shuttle. There is no electrical activity detected.
Could that just mean they lost power?
A total power failure would jeopardize the crew. Air would not be properly filtered, and the shuttle's interior temperature would eventually drop to critical levels. Without knowing how long they have been without power, I cannot say if they are still alive.
So, they're either in a hypothermic coma or dead, or maybe...
not there?
Exactly. I know that shuttle's in top condition. When I had the Mercury upgraded, I also had a complete service job done on the shuttle.
My ship is still awaiting parts, and you got a complete upgrade and a shuttle overhaul in no time.
I'm with you, Tam. My ship is also in dry dock awaiting parts. I don't know if I'll ever get the Canberra back at this rate.
Monetary units, my friend. Monetary units speak the loudest. If you want to go to the head of the line, come up with a bag full of monetary units.
What do you think is going on here, Jofra?
My gut tells me that Lister was able to make contact with another ship still loyal to Rage. He's probably well on his way now to Titan IV.
You think he's still going there?
That's where the Potomac is, and that's where he wants the operation done.
Possibly. But he may have a nice ship now and is heading back to Latumas to use the clinic there.
That's true, but we're making the assumption that they're not frozen stiff floating inside that shuttle.
Well, let's hope not. I'd prefer to take them both in alive.
So, with the RDF shuttle in your bay, can you fit another shuttle in there? I'm sure you don't want to leave it floating out here in space.
We'll have to move the shuttle that's in there now forward to make room.
Well, that is one heavy piece of machinery, though. It's a good thing you'll go to zero Gs.
I just hope for their sake that the shuttle is empty.
Georgia, send the navigation coordinates to Liam.
Sending coordinates.
Got him. Turning to port 17 degrees for intercept.
We need to prepare a boarding party. That shuttle could have just about anything on board.
Really? A shuttle that is showing no life forms on board could have just about anything on board?
I'm just saying, something happened to Lister and Ursula, something could be on board.
Did you watch Alien again?
Maybe.
Well, I wouldn't totally dismiss the idea. Lister and Ursula could be in spacesuits and just aren't registering on George's sensor.
Skipper and I can go down to the shuttle bay and secure the onboard shuttle. Once you capture yours, we can secure it and investigate on what is or isn't inside.
That sounds good. Gabby, you join them. I want you to investigate inside the shuttle. Joe Mack, you and Marco will remain outside and provide security in case someone or something tries to escape.
Have you considered the possibility that they may have brought a virus on board? At any rate, if they're gone, they've probably caught a faster ride.
But if there are bodies, I agree with Captain Tam. You'll need to take precautions.
We'll be in there with zero pressure, so we'll be suited up.
Yeah, we can take a chemical detection kit with us.
But that won't protect you from any airborne disease.
We'll go in and have a good look-see. I'll let you know what condition the shuttle's in.
We'll also go through the shuttle's components to see if there was a mechanical failure.
The way I see it, if there aren't any bodies on board, we can rule out some sort of biological virus.
I agree. If it's clean and there's nothing wrong with the ship, we can assume that they were picked up by another ship.
I concur. Gabby, Jomak, Marco, go suit up and report to the shuttle bay. Gather up what equipment you'll need. We'll notify you when we're close to the shuttle.
Just let us know when you plan to go to zero Gs. We'll reposition the shuttle and tie it down.
We'll let you know.
I'll have a visual on the shuttle. We should arrive within 15 standard minutes.
Hold short. We'll need to get the old shuttle moved and tied down before proceeding. Reduce speed by 1/3. Georgia, are you detecting any life forms on board?
Negative, Captain Nate. There are no life forms or electrical activity detected.
We'll need to expedite this recovery. If Lister took another ship, there's no telling where he's headed now.
Good morning.
Good morning. Need some coffee?
No, thanks. I spent my career in the Army without ever developing a taste for it.
That's impressive. I thought the Army ran on coffee.
You know, my old man was a lifer. He told me which people I needed to visit and who to leave a large can of coffee for.
You mean, like, depot-level maintenance and supply?
You got it. Say, you did go home last night, didn't you?
Yeah, but I couldn't get this case out of my mind, so I came in early.
All right. Well, was it worth it? Did you get anywhere?
I would say definitely.
Really? Well, I can't wait to hear this. What did you find?
Obarski is our guy. I guarantee it.
That sounds interesting.
Hey, good morning, Pebby.
Good morning, Jim. Scarlet. Say, do I smell coffee?
Would you like a cup?
You better believe it. Now, did I hear you say something about Obarski?
Well, she claimed that he's our man.
Well, this should be interesting. What did you come up with that has you convinced he's our guy?
Did you have a chance to look through his personnel file?
Just his service record. Why?
Guess where he went to high school.
Where did Obarski go to high school? Now that's a good question.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. Where did he go?
Wait. I'm guessing Stuttgart, Germany. Am I close?
You would be correct. The same year as Vinny. And before you ask, I checked on the yearbook and he's not in it.
So, they were recruited together. It all makes sense now.
That may rule him out as a Rage operative. Of course, that could be a part of his deep cover.
I need to keep digging.
I'm sure you will.
So, we got Korski and Obarski in the Northeast at Fort Drum, New York, to monitor the blackout. And we have Bishop stationed at the source of the blackout. I believe we can safely say that was his team for the op.
And now Obarski's at the Pentagon and gets Korski transferred to San Antonio.
So let's go nail this guy.
I'd love to, but we need better proof. This is all circumstantial. It's good stuff, but it might not be enough to convict him.
I agree. I do believe, however, that we should concentrate on this guy until we can get something solid on him.
I'm working on it.
Jim, let's you and I do a quick run through with these other AOs. Then all three of us can jump on Obarski's records.
It would be great if we could nail this guy before Bishop launches his mission. I have a feeling after that, our man just might disappear.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Tracy, where's the coffee?
We're gonna stop on the way and get some.
Actually, I was just kidding, but that sounds good to me.
So where's Wayne?
Well, he's bringing the car around. We're all going out in one car to start with. We got word from Sam. Korski is on his way here.
Do we know where he's headed?
No. Bishop hasn't shared any additional information with Sam. All he knows is that Korski is headed here. Bishop will follow.
That means we have time. So what are our plans for this morning?
We need to take a good look at our four possible sites. We can see how difficult it is to get to each one.
A couple of these are well secured. I don't understand how they're going to do this. If they're hacking the system, they could do that from anywhere in the world. Unless they want physical access to their mainframe.
We'll figure it out.
Good morning, everyone. Ready to save the world?
Maybe after some coffee.
Got you covered. So, boss, where to first after our coffee run?
We check out the Cyrus complex first.
We were just talking about how they're going to pull this off.
Okay.
If their plan is to hack the system rather than blowing it up, why do they have to be here to do it? Couldn't they do that from San Antonio?
From what I understand, they want to gain access to the intra-office network. The firewalls for the hub itself would be a major challenge to hack.
So the thinking is, they can backdoor their hack through the main office network.
But to do that, I would think they would have to have an insider.
But if they had an insider, why wouldn't the insider hack it?
I don't know. Maybe they don't want to get caught. Maybe they're like Scarlet, Leonard, or Korski. Rage may have something on them.
Well, all we are doing is speculating.
It's Jim. Hey, James. What do you have?
Hey, Kate. I want to update you on what we found.
I'm in the car with Kelly, Tracy, and Garrett. We're on our way to survey possible targets. Can I put you on speaker?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you're on.
We've been pouring through the records of current assignment officers at the Pentagon, and we picked up on a possible suspect.
Oh, hey, that's great.
Scarlett dug into the files of a guy named Obosky. He was with Korsky at Fort Drum, New York, during the Northeast Blackout of 2004.
That's an unusual coincidence.
Well, that's what we thought. Then Scarlett put the icing on the cake, so to speak. You want to guess where his record said he graduated from?
Well, I know it wasn't Enterprise.
Wait, it wouldn't be Stuttgart High School in Germany, would it?
Yep.
And like Korsky, he's not listed in the yearbook.
You got it. We made him our prime suspect. We'll go ahead and go through all of the other packets, but it looks like he's our man.
What action are you going to take?
We're going to place him under surveillance. I've talked with Director Holliday, and we're going to wiretap his phone.
Have you gotten the warrant yet?
You're thinking like a cop now, slugger. This is IDF business. Unless, of course, they are successful with their mission, then the locals will get involved.
Yeah, I see that now. This has to be in-house only. We haven't gotten much of an update from Sam, except that Bishop and Korsky both are coming to Houston. Korsky's already on his way here.
And Sam doesn't know when Bishop is leaving?
No. So that gives us a couple of days to prepare. We're going to divide up all the possible targets, and Kelly, Detective Garrett, and I will split up and put them under surveillance.
Sounds good. Let me know when you hear next from Sam.
I will, and good luck on your side.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Well, that's a twist I didn't expect. If we can catch this Obarski guy, that might lead to exposing the whole ring.
If he is the Pentagon mole, you're right. It could expose other deep sleepers in the system.
Speaking of sleepers, I need to wake up. Is that coffee place close by?
Do you think Rage came to the rescue of Lister and Ursula?
I don't know. On one hand, I find it encouraging, but on the other, quite troubling.
What troubles you, General?
That there is a Rage ship out there willing to help their fallen leader.
Perhaps it wasn't a Rage ship.
Not a Rage ship? How could that happen?
Lister is very cunning. He could have had Ursula send out a distress signal by voice. Any captain hearing a female plead for help would surely answer.
You must think that these captains are all weaklings. Surely not all would come running to the sound of a female in distress.
We're not talking about warriors like us, General. We're talking about weak-minded commercial cargo captains.
Perhaps you're right. At any rate, someone may have picked them up.
Or they're dead.
Wishful thinking, my true and faithful God. Wishful thinking.
What are you two wishing for now?
How about dropping us off on Titan 4?
Then keep on wishing, pal. Here, I brought you some food.
This is food?
Are you sure you didn't confuse taking out the garbage with feeding us? What is this tripe?
Something too good for you two. Bacon and eggs.
Did you say eggs? Eggs as an ovum from a female?
I hate to break the news to you, pal, but all eggs come from females. This is from an animal called a chicken. They're quite tasty.
A chicken? You mean that foul-smelling creature we saw on Titan 3?
Yes. You just made it funny.
What's so funny?
A foul-smelling chicken.
And?
Ugh, never mind. Just eat your breakfast.
I only eat things that are still moving. That way I know it's fresh.
Well, here. Let me have it back and I'll throw it across the cell and you can catch it on the fly.
So what's going on? You trying to start a food fight?
She expects us to eat this whatever it is.
Well, it's not dingo's guts, mate. Looks like bacon and eggs. I like a little hot sauce on mine, just to give it a little kick.
This guy not only wants it to kick, but run and squeal, too. Ugh.
That's pretty gross. I don't even like eating raw oysters.
So, what do you think happened to your buddy, Lister?
First of all, he's not my buddy. Secondly, I don't care what happened to him.
We know differently. He's the undisputed leader of Rage. You want him gone, isn't that right?
What the General wants is of no concern of yours, Bounty Hunter.
I believe it's the utmost concern. If you know what happened to him, we want to know.
Look, inquiring minds want to know.
My God is correct. What I want is of no concern to you. Right now I want something decent to eat instead of this greasy salted meat and a bird's egg.
Gabby, Joe Mac, and Margo, please report to the breakout room and prepare for shuttle retrieval.
Thank you, Georgia. We're on our way.
Enjoy your meal, gentlemen. We'd love to stay and chat, but we have a drifting shuttle to retrieve.
Yeah, and if we were lucky, there'd be two icy poles on board.
An icy pole? Is that what you Aussies call a popsicle?
Oh, I've heard of those. Bring me two.
Well, good morning, Colonel Bishop.
Good morning, Sam.
Needless to say, I'm curious. Why did you want to meet me here? I finished inspecting this building. It's still closed.
Not for long. I wanted to meet here to get away from prying eyes and ears.
You think someone's getting suspicious?
No, but the office is not really safe. Besides, people would think that there was something wrong with the inspection if you keep showing up.
That's true. I suppose a restaurant would pose the same problem.
I hate to admit it, but yes. I'd much rather be sitting down to a nice breakfast than standing here in an empty building.
So what's so important enough to pull me away from a big stack of pancakes?
Well, for that, I'm truly sorry. But duty first. I'll be leaving in the morning for Houston. I'm taking a 3-day pass.
Well, it finally sounds like you're getting things in gear. Now, what do I do? Does that laptop you're carrying have anything to do with that?
Always the observant one. Yes, this is the laptop you'll be using for our diversion. I will message you the instructions prior to the launching of my mission.
I see. Don't show your hand until the last possible minute.
Exactly.
That's how I would have done it.
Really? I'm flattered to know that I think like the best hungen mercenary of our time.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. So is Korski all ready to go?
I talked to him this morning. He's ready and will case the target out this afternoon.
Since that was Hank's target, I imagine there isn't that much to do.
Well, that's true to an extent. Hank was familiar with the sites.
Yeah, a little too familiar. That's what got him caught.
We just need to find a place where we can get close enough to pick up their in-house router.
Makes sense. Hacking their office terminal would be much easier than their mainframe, but still it's going to take a massive effort to bypass their firewall and crack the password.
Pretty much impossible.
Then why even try? I mean, unless you have an inside man.
I'll never tell.
Man, all of this work has given me an appetite.
When don't you have an appetite? I'm way ahead of you, Sam. I pre-ordered breakfast at my favorite diner, and I'm paying.
Thanks. I'll pay for the second restaurant.
We can split the third.
You've got yourself a deal.
Georgia, prepare calculations for shuttle capture. We'll remain manual until positioned over the shuttle.
Calculations have been completed. I am prepared to initiate shuttle capture on your order.
Very well. Liam, be prepared to turn the ship over to Georgia once we're in position.
Aye, Captain. Currently slowing to 5 meters per second closure rate. Range 300. We're on course for intercept.
Georgia, are you picking up any signs of life?
Negative. The only signal I am receiving from the shuttle is Captain Nate's hidden transponder. Thermal readings show inside temperature is below freezing.
That's not good. If Georgia isn't picking up any heat signatures, you better hope that the shuttle is empty.
Well, if it's not empty, you may not have to work hard to get your bounty. We already have two in the brig. We could all head back to Boldabar.
It would be unfortunate for Lister and Ursa, but it would make things easier on us.
Personally, I hope the shuttle is empty. Yes, it would be easier to find them both on the shuttle, but I think the IDF prefers that I bring them in alive.
It would be more beneficial to the IDF to be able to question them, but it would save us a lot of time and effort.
You do realise, I'm sure, that we would have had what's left of the leadership in Rage. Without these two and the apparent loss of Wi-Fi, Rage would fall apart.
I grew up with Rage. Yes, there would certainly be a lot of chaos initially, but there are Rage operatives all over the galaxy. What would most likely happen is a forming of small pockets of Rage gangs.
So, you don't think the theory of cut off the head of the serpent applies to Rage.
No, I don't. They're spread too far apart from each other. There are lieutenants for each faction that would continue to operate.
I suppose so. The galaxy is a pretty big place. It would take time for the word to spread.
That's very true, Agent Slane. But with the available portals, electronic signals wouldn't take that long to reach each faction.
But who's going to send out the signal? I believe that the main players are out of the picture.
From a military standpoint, I can tell you that Rage has a definite chain of command. Hanukkah is general. I'm sure he dictates instructions to his subordinates. If they don't hear from him and can't contact him, they'll know that something is up.
Captain Fielder is right. They may seem like a ragtag bunch of mercenaries, but they're very well organized. It might take time, but if Wi-Fi, Lister, and Hanukkah are out of the picture, someone will step up and take command.
Shuttle by the bridge. We're suited up.
Roger that. Let me know when you're in the airlock.
Yeah, we're on our way.
Captain, we are 50 out from the shuttle. I have a good visual. Looks like there hasn't been any breach in the hull.
Train the nose camera in on it and zoom in, please.
We are secured in the airlock.
Copy. Stand by for zero G.
All personnel, secure seatbelts. I have the controls. Initiating zero G. We are now in position for capture.
Let's hope for the best, everyone.
Shuttle bay is cleared for entry.
Give us a few here to move the shuttle forward.
Port restraints off.
Starboard clear.
Moving forward. In position.
Port secure.
Starboard secure.
Bridge, we are ready for capture.
Initiate capture.
Initiating capture. Bay doors opening. Shuttle capture complete.
Yeah, we're clear.
I'm not sure what to expect. This could go either way.
If I'm being honest, I hope our next move is to plot a course to Baldabar.
Bridge, shuttle is clear. Close the bay doors.
Shuttle bay doors are closing.
We've secured lines to the shuttle, winching down to secure. Opening shuttle door.
Bridge, we have two bodies.
Is this the end of Rage? Will the crew now head back to Baldabar? Will Captain Richards be able to warn the internet companies of a possible terrorist attack? Will Thornton's crew be able to find Obarski and make an arrest? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Cold Truth.